It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no, DJ.
I completely messed that up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay, I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man, somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlon Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed
was here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Thank you for that, Tyler. One of the highlights of filling in. The emergency break brought to you by Crawford Services and Advanced Hair Restoration. Three candidates this week, and we have got three good ones. 888-787-1310 if you would like to vote. 888-787-1310. Let's start with a fast riser, let's call him, in the world of the ticket. E.A. Azad already can produce the hard line better than I can.
Mm-hmm.
He's got very memorable moments. Well, he called for the ball last week.
Last
Friday. And he said, you know what? I got the concert calendar, guys. I'm going to take something off your plate. And we've got a very funny finish to the concert calendar.
We have at Club We have Gavin featuring Adam Yukum. At Tulips, we have Gray and the Gutter Sluts.
Uh-huh.
And at the Post in Fort Worth, we have Drew Kennedy and Josh Pride.
Yeah.
On the ticket. All right, never mind. All right. And at the lounge, at the Reconsider Lounge, we have a band playing at the local country club. It's called Sweet Dreams with Corby Davidson.
What?
And an indie act playing in Dallas, it's DJ Muzzy E.
Aw.
Oh, yeah, nice flavor.
Oh, boy, I love this beat.
Well, we ended with a... It's like the roller coaster just stopped going.
Well,
kind of hung on the loop.
That's okay, because we're out of time.
My God.
That is so all over the road.
It's the worst ending to a week.
So if you were going to call for the ball in a segment, you would at least like have an understanding of...
If it's an established segment, yes.
Right. Like scatter shooting, if someone wanted to do that, let's say, but had no idea the format, it might sound a little funny. That's EA, though.
What's it? The lounge?
The lounge?
The lounge.
The club da-da. Just the whole beginning of that, the way he says da-da weird, and then the way he says that guy Adam's name, it sounds like he's commanding something from him. Play the first part again.
We have at club da-da. We
da-da.
Have, da-da. We have Gavin featuring Adam Yukum. At Tulips, we have Gray and the Gutter Sluts.
Uh-huh. Gosh.
And he also teased audio that wasn't there, too.
Josh Pride. Okay.
Okay.
Well, good job, EA. You are featured in this week's...
Plus, you're supposed to end on a joke.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Glossing over that fact. It's cover band, you know, play on words. That's all right. He'll have another opportunity in a few months, probably. So, EA
Azad.
Or later today, maybe. EA Azad is candidate number one. Candidate number two, our very own Justin Monty Tubalips Montemayor.
I thought he was perfect this week.
I thought I had a pretty good week, man.
You had a great week. You've had a great stretch during dry dock here.
I was thinking about myself.
Thank you.
4 weeks, but you know what? You slipped here.
I remember my dad used to throw me BP. I got a good pitch one of every four. So there is no chance in hell I would have picked my dad out there sitting on a...
Sorry, Dad, you suck.
Yeah, on a homer bucket.
I would have won.
Just throwing him over the thing. Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to pick the third base coach.
or somebody who throws BP every day for a professional team.
As I'm having to keep backing out of the way, his dad's coming inside on me again. Whoa.
Whoa.
Again.
This isn't the first time for that?
Reveal?
No, not today. I'm throwing the baseball inside.
That's for therapy later.
Damn.
8:15, we dive into Monty's very sketchy childhood.
We're not going to put that at 8:15.
We'll rework the 8:40.
I was going to say, let's talk to Monty's dad at 8:40. But...
Monty!
Play your stupid Pat McAfee audio.
All right, so something we need to highlight. Maybe your number one enemy, besides your dad, apparently, is ESPN's main...
Still love him through all that.
Love him more than ever.
Loves you, too.
Yeah, I guess so. He's got a weird way of showing it.
Man, do you feel like you said something good when you have to go, whoa.
Whoa.
Like, to yourself immediately afterwards?
A millisecond after you delivered it, you realized very quickly you had veered off into somewhere you weren't expecting.
Called your own foul real quick.
Yeah, and I don't get flustered that often by something I say, but it was that, and then when I accidentally was trying to say... spunt, but with a wiener, and I accidentally said a racial slur. Oh. That's where I went, whoa, nope.
Spunt.
That one definitely caught me off guard.
It caught us off guard, too, because I had Shaq laughing that thing.
Well, that was awesome.
And then the worst part was when now that you've referenced it, I think, a couple of times later, and so people that have not heard that... Like, the other day, I was giving you crap about your dad, and then you just fired back, well, at least my dad didn't rape me, and people who had not heard that...
I stand by it.
...think that my dad and I have a tension-filled relationship, apparently.
It's big of you that you've forgiven him over time.
Yeah.
They all have this very close relationship.
The logistics of him doing it inside on me, like, it just... I was filled to the brim.
Again... That's for therapy later. So Monto and his dad are candidate number two. His dad's sorted past are candidate number two. Candidate number three, he's back.
He's playing baseball, Dad.
Craig Rosengarten.
With a knee break?
Indeed. I know it's unfathomable but that he would be back already, but we had a couple of opportunities to highlight moments from him. I think we're only going to do one. We'll save some meat for the NIT break later this afternoon with the Sweet Spot Boys.
Well, that makes sense. He does a five-hour show every day.
No.
He probably has a lot of candidates.
No. Once a week, a couple hours. By the way, I love how Eli has slid right into that Rick Arnett role where you kind of egg him on a little bit and then you just pounce on him the second he makes a mistake.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, we have that dynamic again here.
Just looked at my Amazon account.
Uh-oh.
We had 31 orders delivered this week.
Whoa. Oh, finally found that fleshlight on sale you've been shopping for?
Hey, now.
What is a fleshlight?
You can look it up during the break. Mark.
I can tell by the term that it's probably something sexual. Can you buy things like that on Amazon?
I'm not sure. I've never done any research, but
Kern, do some research.
Was he looking for the term erotic?
Arousal.
When he said arousal,
arousing,
arousal, sexual.
I can tell by Kern laughing back there as arousal.
Just every time I hear him talk, I think he's either 30 seconds removed from a knee break or 30 seconds away from doing one. He's always within a minute.
Oh.
Arousal. Look it up. What is that? Oh, so you just stick it in there?
Boy, Eli,
is that what you do?
Eli just jamming that stick in his spokes. There's no way he was going to be able to recover from that.
Arousal.
What do I do with it, Gilbert?
Can we hear that part again? Just the arousal? As close as possible.
Just looked at my Amazon account.
Uh-oh.
We had 31 orders delivered this week.
Whoa. Oh, finally found that fleshlight on sale you've been shopping for?
Hey, now.
What is a fleshlight?
You can look it up during the break. Mark.
I can tell by the term that it's probably something Arousal, sexual.
Just bail. Just no. I can get another one in there.
Arousal. The fact that we all know it.
All right. That is good stuff there. Some strong candidates this week. You have got E.A. Azad in his interesting twist on the concert calendar. You've got Monty with some serious daddy issues that were revealed.
He's a great man.
On air. That none of us was expecting. And then Craig Rosengarten getting a little flustered over his fleshlight. So 888-787-1310. Please be very careful with your votes here. All right, caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, boys, how you doing? It's Coach O. How you been?
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Man, I just want to tell you guys, y'all going to mess around here, work a couple extra weeks, might get one of those macaroni awards. Y'all doing pretty good this week. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you, Coach.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good job running a turbo sweep yet again, and just want to go ahead and vote for, you know, the golf dude at the end of the weekend who trying to figure out how to rise himself. I appreciate y'all. Have a great week at Go Tigers.
Thank you.
Go Tigers.
It's Marconi, by the way, not macaroni. Not
yeah, close enough. We knew what he meant. All right, caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
All right, looking for a climactic finish from Monty this week and release the Epstein files.
Yeah, that
seconded.
His dad's in that.
Yeah, that'd be a real bummer.
He didn't have to go to an island. He had to go to the room.
Were you on the island?
Right away.
All right. That is a vote for Monto. Caller, who wins the e-break?
Hello, good morning, Nandor.
Hey, Brady Tom, how are you?
Yes, yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
We're big fans here, Brady.
Oh, very big fans. I love that. Well, this week is a very good week for e-break. You have a good candidate.
Yeah, we sure do. Who's your favorite?
Who are you voting on?
Well, I do like Fleshlight, but we're going to have to go with Daddy playing with Monty.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, thank you, Brady Tom.
So I get a little more out of that.
Yeah, two votes for Monto, one for Craig Rosengarten. Caller, who wins the e-break? Caller, you are on the air.
Well, hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Hello.
Is this closet?
It is. How did you know?
We can tell. You're a mainstay on the ticket now. We love it.
I would like to vote for Monty and his canal pal father.
Oh, gosh. Is that how y'all identified each other?
No. Thank you for your time, Closet. It's been great.
Oh. All right. Three votes for Monto. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hi, Triple Fake users.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
Hey, I'm going to vote for Monty and his dad, Earl.
Oh, we gave him away.
Your dad's not named Earl, right?
No, it's not.
Good to know.
Come on, man.
One more.
That's a you.
For a win.
To him.
Caller, you could decide this thing. Who wins?
This is Monty's dad. He's been out late, and I want him to come back inside.
For what? He's a grown adult. He can stay out as late as he wants.
Oh, I think he was pointing somewhere.
All right. We will count that. We have a winner as Justin Montemayor has a shocking realization this week on Work in Progress.
I remember my dad used to throw me BP. I got a good pitch one of every four. So there is no chance in hell I would have picked my dad out there sitting on a
Sorry, Dad, you suck.
Yeah, on a homer bucket.
I would have won.
Just throwing him over the thing. Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to pick the third base coach.
Or somebody who throws BP every day for a professional team.
As I'm having to keep backing out of the way, his dad's coming inside on me again. Whoa.
Whoa.
Again.
This isn't the first time for that?
Reveal?
Not today. I'm throwing the baseball inside.
That's for therapy later.
Damn.
8:15, we dive into Monty's very sketchy childhood.
We're not going to put that at 8:15.
We'll rework the 8:40.
I was going to say, let's talk to Monty's dad at 8:40.
Monty! Play your stupid Pat McAfee audio.
All right, so something we need to highlight. Maybe your number one enemy, besides your dad, apparently, is ESPN's main...
Still love him through all that.
love more than ever.
Loves you too.
Yeah, I guess so. It's got a weird way of showing it.
I hadn't heard it till right then. You're right. You do have the spray in the Windex bottle. And then you snorted.
It was shocking and when it happened live. I was not expecting that at all. All right, Daddy. How many?
That is Monty's ninth e-break win. He is now 130 behind the all-time leader Norman pitcher and catcher Hitzkus.
Rising the ranks. Making your mark. All right. That's good stuff.